As a teenager, Florence silently questioned her purpose in life. One day, when she was about 17, Flo decided to walk in the garden and read under her favorite tree. There, she experienced what she later referred to as a call to service from God. This vision sparked Florence's deep passion for nursing, but it wasn't the only thing that did. Her whole life seemed to point her in that direction. When she was young, instead of playing with other kids, Florence often joined her mother on trips to the local village. She would ride her horse and deliver food to sick and hungry neighbors. During the 1837 flu epidemic, around the same time as her call to service, Florence was the only one in her household who didn't get sick. She nursed her friends and family back to health, sitting with them for hours and taking notes on their symptoms. But her need to help others didn't end there. When she wasn't taking care of people, she loved taking care of animals. One day, Florence heard that her neighbor's sheepdog, Cap, had injured his leg. Unfortunately, the owner couldn't pay for an expert to fix the leg, so Florence offered to take care of Cap herself. She sat with Cap and put warm compresses that she made from old flannel on the wound. Eventually, she nursed Cap back to health so he could lead a long and happy life. Some say that Cap was one of Florence's first patients. Florence had many pets of her own during her lifetime, including more than 60 cats, a cicada named Plato, an owl named Athena, Peggy the pony, several dogs named Peppercorn, Teaser, and Captain, a parrot, two chameleons, and two tortoises named Mr. and Mrs. Hill. In late 1837, not long after Florence's vision in the garden, the Nightingales decided to take both of their daughters on an extended tour of Europe. This was common for upper-class British people during the time period, and it was designed to educate girls about the world and teach them how to be what society considered a proper lady. Florence spent much of the trip recording notes on population statistics and hospital data. The family attended operas in Italy and parties in Paris. At one of these parties, Florence met a salon hostess named Mary Clark, who believed that women were equal to men. She taught Florence that there were many opportunities open to educated women. Mary made a big impression on Flo. Even though there was quite an age difference, the two remained close for many years. When the family returned to England, Fanny continued to pressure her girls to be proper Victorian ladies and to think about marrying wealthy men. But Florence didn't want to be a lady in the way that was expected of her in society, and she certainly didn't want to get married. She didn't want anything or anyone to get in the way of her nursing dreams. When Florence reached her early 20s, she finally got up the nerve to tell her parents that she wanted to be a nurse. Fanny was shocked at the idea, and both parents forbade Florence from even considering the career. In those days, many people feared hospitals because sometimes people left in worse conditions than when they arrived. Plus, many people thought nurses were rude, untrained, unskilled, and from a lower class. But Florence didn't agree. She secretly continued wondering how she could follow her dream. For the next couple of years, Florence was frustrated that she could not seek out her true purpose. She turned down many marriage proposals and looked for ways to study nursing by taking care of friends, neighbors, and family members. She even begged her parents to let her train at the local Salisbury infirmary. But they would not budge on their decision,